USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
China saying it's no longer purchasing any U.S. agricultural products because of the escalating trade war. A Chinese Ministry of Commerce spokesman saying it's because of President Trump's plans to impose yet more tariffs on Chinese goods on the 1st of September. China's been one of the largest buyers of U.S. foreign products. It's likely to send Wall Street tumbling again a day after its worst showing this year. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky with yesterday's closing numbers.
The Dow down 767 points, almost 3%. The Nasdaq down 278 points.
A lawsuit filed yesterday shows hundreds of former Boy Scouts have just come forward in recent months to say they were molested, and it lists 350 alleged abusers from nearly every state not previously identified by the Scouts. This is USA Radio News.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Reports are the Trump administration's getting ready to withdraw thousands of U.S. troops from Afghanistan as it's reached an initial deal with the Taliban. Republican South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says he's hoping the administration won't go too far with this move.
Every commander I've talked to, the intelligence community says that Al-Qaeda and ISIS are reemerging in Afghanistan, that if we withdraw all of our forces, they can hit us in the region and here at home. This is exactly what they told President Obama. It is not right to leave.
Graham was speaking on Fox News. President Trump is now planning to go to El Paso, Texas tomorrow after the deadly mass shooting there, which left at least 22 people dead. The El Paso mayor, a Republican, said it's his duty to welcome the president to the city, and he'll ask Trump to back their recovery efforts with any and all federal resources. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Alf Clausen, the former composer for The Simpsons, is suing, arguing that he was fired because of his age and a perceived disability. Clausen was let go 2 years ago and told the series he was taking the music in a different direction. The show's 31st season will air this September on Fox. A unique memorial to veterans is now open off the coast of Florida's Pinellas County. The Circle of Heroes underwater memorial was dedicated yesterday 40 feet below the Gulf surface and 10 miles off the coast of Clearwater Beach. When finished, the memorial at Veterans Reef will consist of 24 statues representing service members from each military branch. And officials hope it will become a tourist destination for divers, including veterans especially, who use diving to treat PTSD. An Oregon man has his life savings back in his possession after the owner lost $23,000 tossing it away by mistake into a recycling bin at a facility in Northern California. Luckily, a recycling plant worker found the missing cash and did the right thing.
As working on the line, pulling off cardboard to be recycled, when I suddenly saw some big stacks of $20 bills.
He was speaking to NBC News. The facility in Humboldt was able to get a hold of the owner and arrange for the money's return. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.